This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The coronavirus subvariant JN1 is now causing about 20% of new COVID-19 infections in this country, and it's the fastest growing strain of the virus. It's already dominant in the Northeast U.S., where it's estimated to cause about a third of new coronavirus infections. The coronavirus subvariant JN1 is a fitter and faster virus. The prevalence of JN1 coronavirus infections more than doubled in the U.S. between late November and mid-December. It seems to be getting an assist from holiday travel and waning immunity. Variant trackers say they expect it to become the leading coronavirus variant around the world in a matter of weeks. More people could get infected by the new coronavirus subvariant JN1, researchers say, because there's about a twofold decrease in the ability of our COVID antibodies to neutralize this subvariant. Several countries in Europe, including Denmark, Spain, Belgium, France, and the Netherlands, have seen exponential growth of JN1, and with it, rising hospitalizations. The coronavirus subvariant is also growing quickly in Australia, Asia, and Canada. More COVID infections are happening in the United States, too. Too many Americans have chosen not to get the latest round of vaccination for COVID-19, and they may also have passed it up last year. As a result, their immunity hasn't had the important upgrades that help the body fend off the worst consequences of COVID-19 infections. As of December 9th, only about 18% of adults had received the latest COVID-19 vaccine, about the same low proportion of the population that got them last year. The CDC has called on doctors to work harder to get their patients vaccinated, emphasizing that it's not too late in the season to benefit from the shots. The CDC also warned that in the past 4 weeks, U.S. hospitalizations for COVID-19 have risen 51%, with hospitalization rates for flu and RSV also on the rise. The agency noted that a continued increase could strain hospital capacity. Columbia University found that the current COVID-19 vaccine, which was designed to boost the body's ability to fight off the XBB family of variants, also offers good protection against newer coronavirus offshoots, including JN1. Last week, the World Health Organization issued a statement supporting the upgraded COVID-19 vaccines against XBB.1.5 because of the broad protection they offer against a variety of coronavirus variants. A generous gift of $5 million from a Montana couple has completed Montana PBS's campaign for a new public media center and programs. The capital campaign is for a major expansion of the station located at Montana State University, as well as increased investments in news and public affairs programming to reach across the state. The recent gift from donors Pat and Terry Payne of Missoula pushed Montana PBS's Building Possibilities campaign total to $19.4 million raised so far. Terry Payne is the founder and longtime chairman of Payne West Insurance. Aaron Pruitt, general manager of Montana PBS, said, "The new facility will be a community hub where Montanans can participate in statewide dialogue in person and virtually. It will be a focal point for news and journalism across the state, a homeroom for education and childhood development, and a creative nucleus for treasured Montana stories. About $16 million of the money raised will pay for a 15,000-square-foot expansion of the MSU Visual Communications Building at the corner of South 11th Avenue and Grant Street, which is home to Montana PBS and MSU's School of Film and Photography. The remaining funds will go toward increased staffing, increased local productions, and new news and public affairs programming. Montana PBS expects construction to begin in 2025. In addition to the Payne's recent gift, a large donation was from the late Joseph S. Sample, one of the station's founders and a commercial TV broadcaster who formed the Montana Television Network. Other key donations came from the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust, the Candida Fund, and the Otto Bremer Trust. Montana PBS is now a collaborative service of MSU and UM, operating 5 channels and viewed by more than 300,000 Montanans every week. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.